Santa Bihari Radha Madhava Jnani Gopika 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 Radha Krishna Govinda Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanki Mathura Vrindavan Dhanki Mayapur Navadvip Dhanki Nuramaniki Dhanki Jaganapuri Dhanki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamaya Yamuna Mayi Ki Samvita Bhakti Ki Glory Assembled the Book Ki All Glory Assembled the Book Ki All Glory Sri Guru Vrinda Vrinda Sangamandi Ki Due to the spite
of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the Savior's Son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference toward worldly things. While the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the spite of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the Savior's Son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference toward worldly things. Purpose. Real happiness is achieved by spiritual existence or by cessation of the repetition of birth and death. One can stop the repetition of birth and death only by going back to God. In the material world, even by attaining the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, one cannot get rid of the conditions of repeated birth and death, but still we do not accept the path of attaining perfection. The path of perfection frees one from all material attachments. Thus one becomes fit to enter into the spiritual kingdom. Therefore, those who are materially poverty stricken are better candidates than those who are materially prosperous. Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord and a bona fide candidate for entering into the kingdom of God. But even though he was so, his material assets as the emperor of the world were set back to perfect attainment of his rightful status as one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky. As a devotee of the Lord, he could understand that the cursing of the Brahmin boy, although unwise, was a blessing on him, being the cause of detachment from worldly affairs, both political and social. Shamika Rishi also, after regretting the incident, conveyed the news to the king as a matter of duty so that the king would be able to prepare himself to go back to Godhead. Shamika Muni sent news to the king that foolish Shringi, his son, although a powerful Brahmin boy, unfortunately had misused his spiritual power by cursing the king unwarrantedly. The incident of the king's guardian to Muni was not sufficient cause for being cursed to death, but since there was no way to retract the curse, the king was informed to prepare for death within a week. Both Shamika Muni and the king were self-realized souls. Shamika Muni was a mystic, and Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee. Therefore, there was no difference between them and self-realization. Neither of them was afraid of meeting death. Maharaj Parikshit could have gone to the Muni to beg his pardon, but the news of the imminent death was conveyed to the king with so much regret by the Muni that the king did not want to shame the Muni further by his present day. He decided to prepare himself for its imminent death and find out the way to go back to God. The life of a human being is a chance to prepare oneself to go back to God and to get rid of the material existence. The repetition of birth and death. Thus, in the system of Varnashram Dharma, every man and woman is trained for this purpose. In other words, the system of Varnashram Dharma is known also as Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal occupation. The system of Varnashram Dharma prepares a man for going back to Godhead, and thus the householder is ordered to go to the forest as Vanaprastha to acquire complete knowledge, then to take sannyas prior to his inevitable death. Parikshit Maharaj was fortunate to get a 7-day notice to meet his inevitable death, but for the common man, there's no definite notice, although death is inevitable to all. Foolish men forget the sure fact of death and neglect the duty of preparing themselves to going back to God. They spoil their lives and animal propensities to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy. Such an irresponsible life is adopted by the people of this age of color because of a sinful desire to condemn experimental culture, God consciousness, and cow protection, for which the state is responsible. The state must employ revenue to advance these three items and thus eradicate and educate rather the populace to prepare for death. The state which does not do so is the real, the state which does so is the real welfare state. The state of India should better follow the example of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal executive head, than to imitate other materialistic states which have no idea of the kingdom of God as the ultimate goal of human life. Deterioration of the ideals of Indian civilization has brought about the deterioration of civic life, not only in India, but also abroad. Om Gayatri Namah Shivaya 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 Om Gayatri Nam Hare Krishna Pramata Ndodana Bhandava Jagatpate Gopi Jigovita Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Pantika Bhagavadjasa Kripasin Udekata Kripasin Bhagavadjasa Krishna Kasyonya Maha Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasi Gopasindra Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sachintayannitam Akashano Kita Mune Sukokto Nirtasa Kachakakya Nisarumene Sasarumene Nacharena Kachaka Naram Prakasa Shagarati Saranam. While the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the bite of a snake bird, occasioned by a curse spoken by the sage's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference towards worldly things. Okay. So, this king, he didn't have knowledge of the curse. Now he's got the knowledge. So imagine if he didn't have the knowledge of the curse, and all of a sudden he was bitten by the snake bird. So, just to go back to the purport, so many points Prabhupada's making, that one can stop the repetition of birth and death only by going back to God. Even by attaining the topmost planet, Brahma Loka, one connects with literally the conditions. The Brahma Bhavana Loka is one of the one. This is a state of the Gita, but also a state of Abhinchad Mangalam. Those who are intelligent, this is a Krishna speaking. Again, in the 11th canon to Uddhava, Avarincha Amangalam. Avarinchi refers also to Brahma. So Avarincha, going all the way up to Brahma, although it is Amangalam, not auspicious. So, of course, most of us would prefer to be in Brahma Loka. If we take Bhagavatam seriously, just like Maharaj Pritchett, then we won't want to even go to Brahma Loka. This is nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking in his Shikshastra. He doesn't want anything in this material world. Mama Janmani Janmanisha. Even if I have to take birth again and again, the only thing he's desiring is Mama Janmani Janmanisha Bhakti Rahaikati Bhakti Bhakti. Unmotivated devotional service. So, but stopping this birth and death, this is also given many times, over and over in Bhagavatam, in different beautiful ways. This virakti word is given in this sloka, prasakta shak. Too much attack and virakti, these two words are juxtaposed. Sukadeva Goswami, imagine that Sukadeva Goswami approached Maharaj Pariksit. Maharaj Pariksit was sitting surrounded by so many sages and asking, what is my duty now? But they weren't giving any clear type of answer. They had so many suggestions. So when Sukadeva came there, giving the instruction, Narada was there, Vyasadeva. They were even listening. That Sukadeva is such a personality that he can give the correct answer. Vyasadeva had already given Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukadeva, but he was interested to hear, he wanted very eagerly to hear what Sukadeva had to say. And Narada Muni. They were thinking that we have given something, but Sukadeva, he can really give the expansion of this Bhagavatam. You see the instructions of Vyasadeva, to Vyasadeva from Narada. That Vyasadeva, you can any time you enter into samadhi, such a personality as Vyasadeva, he was perceiving, writing, in Bhagavad Gita, he could see, not only he was so powerful to see what was going on anywhere, what Sukadeva knew, he knew, of course. Sukaveti Naveti, Vyasaveti Naveti, we don't know if Vyasadeva knows this thing, but Shiva says, Sukaveti, I know it, Sukadeva knows it, Vyasa may know it. Here, 14 notes. Very nice. There. And the Asatay is so powerful that even he can imbibe it in the heart, Anta Drishti, to Sanjaya. So we don't know the power of the Asatay. Still, he's offering respects to Sukadeva so much. So, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, he's describing, well, the Bhagavatam is describing how he's Guru Munina. Sukadeva is Guru Munina. That means the Guru of all Munis. How can you get these slokas? Sukha Goswami was a complete Shuki Dara. He was sitting. The sages, when he was sitting in Nanakarni, they told him, wait a minute. You were there for that great conversation with Sukadeva and Parikshit. Can you please tell us? So just see these persons that they, in one time hearing it, he's repeating. Sukadeva Goswami is also giving some of his. Sukadeva is giving. Such great persons were respected, not ordinary persons at all. Guru Munina. Rickett was speaking with Sukadeva. He said that you are Paramam Guru, Yoginam Paramam Guru. The greatest yogi, the greatest guru. You can give us what we should hear. Niyamanasya. Nishtrayasa. The greatest goal, topmost goal of life. And then, when I really started speaking Bhagavatam, the second canto, in the beginning of that, how perfect it is that Prabhupada described it. How these first three chapters, there's basic God realization. I mean, how it's laid out for the mercy of everyone. Parikshit Maharaj already knew he's on the same level as Sukadeva. Still, it's being given step by step, first step in God realization. And then there's descriptions, more and more detachment. Satangelo, how does it say? Kashipo Kimpra, with different shlokas, how Sukadeva is describing how great a devotee, a renounced devotee, there's no question of the gray area given there. That you wandering the chalam and your chito, kim kashipo, you lie on the flat, satyamjalo, you're not wearing clothes, only some bark of a tree. You can go and take water somewhere in the river. Sukadeva Goswami himself. So go to Hanumatramhi. This is total detachment. He was only going to the householders to give some instruction during the time of milking the cow, because they go outside. He wouldn't even go in the house. So go to Hanumatramhi. Only then, Matramhi, when they're milking the cow. That's our time. And he can give some instruction to the householder at that time. We know that. This is addressing Sukadeva. How detached. Mahapabhur Bhaktagani, Vairagya Pradhan. Kriti Hoy Gaura Bhagavan. That Gaura Bhagavan is Pradhan, means the principal thing, the main thing that pleases Mahaprabhu, Gaura Bhagavan, is when he sees Jahadevi, when he sees that his followers, Mahapabhur Bhaktagani, the persons who are his bhaktas. Vairagya Pradhan. But Pradhan means the main principal thing is Vairagya. He wants to see this Sarasvati Vairagya. He doesn't want to see, you know, so many other things. Nadanam, he's not interested in any of that. This is what he wants to see. Just like Raghunath Das. When the servants of his father and uncle came to Puri, they said, do you know Raghunath Das? They asked around, do you know? They were like, what are you talking about, Raghunath Das? You mean the greatest devotee in the entire place here? We know him. He's eating some rice that the cows don't even eat. It has to be washed off. He put some salt on it. The cows reject it. And you're asking about him? We know him. course, Bhagavan thought was not craving any respect at all. He didn't even speak directly to Mahaprabhu, hardly. He was there. He would consult with Swarup Dhanavar. But in the beginning, he wanted some direct instruction. Because Mahaprabhu put him in the chart under Swarup Dhanavar. Sarupya Raghu of Swarup Dhanavar. He's the Raghu of Swarup Dhanavar. There are other Raghus might be there in Puri at that time, but he's Sarupya Raghu. So he asked some instruction, what should I do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught very simple things, very basic. That Balanakai, Paride, Ala Balanakai, Paride. Don't eat well, and you don't dress well. That would be minimal stage. Of course, he was not eating, of course, so great. In the beginning, he was eating some, he was getting feasts every couple of weeks because of all the money that was sent. He thought, what do I do with this money? I don't want money. I'll make a feast for Mahaprabhu. All the sannyasis can go there and make a big prasadam. And for some time, I'm not sure how long, there was some nice feasting going on every so often. After a while, it stopped. Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, said, so what is going on? I don't see any feast. Oh, Raghunatha thought that's nonsense. What am I doing with this money? He doesn't take the money anymore. He just goes begging, he gets the food from the those booths or somebody. First he was getting it from the people, the Mahaprasad, standing out somewhere near Puri temple and getting that prasad. Someone gives it to him. After that, Mahaprabhu didn't see him anymore. What happened to him? What happened to Raghunatha? I don't see him. No, he's getting from the booth just some really rejected food. It might be old or spoiled. Mahaprabhu thought, that's pretty good. Oh, nice, he was pleased. Finally, he didn't even see him out there getting doing that. So, what happened to him? Oh, he's just eating that rice from the cows in Kavanga district. It's all over again. Ah, then Mahaprabhu, that he ran to get that. Imagine. They tried to stop him. He went, no, Raghunath, what are you doing every day? You're eating a big feast, you don't invite me? Oh, my Lord, it's not good for you. Please, don't eat any of this. You're eating at the Puri temple so much, so you don't want to eat this. He said, no, that's okay, but this is the most sweet prasad of this rejected food he was taking. So he was so pleased. So anyway, Mark Cricket is in this mood. Talking now, Virakhtiya Ranyatnaha, Shantira Vyasakalakvam, Virakhtiya Marasunyata. The symptoms of bhava, there's nine given Rupa Goswami. There's other symptoms of bhava, of course, but these nine. But Jiva Goswami says, one cannot imitate because it's easily seen. If one is not full of Virakhtiya manifesting, these are visible signs. Of bhava. Chantir, he's fully forgiving, merciful. Chantir of Yarkakalakam, he doesn't waste any time doing nonsense. So if one is artificially showing some bogus signs of bhava, prema, just like trembling, crying, difficult to imitate, of course. But still, there's person to imitate, just like the guy was imitating Haridas Thakur rolling on the floor. The snake charmer was channeling this, and he kicked the guy, beat him. Why do you do that? Haridas was doing the same thing. He had to use the bogus imitator. Imitationist. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had the terminology, imitationist. Salvationist. He had all this great terminology. So, no imitation. Maharaj Purichit. So when in the beginning of that Bhagavatam, Bhariyane Shite Prashna Kritta Logita Nava Samabhapum Stroke of Yadati Yatpara. Because in the end of this chapter, we're reading 19, when we get near the end, I was quoting and these great verses are here. Tamopaya Dampate Yatubi Pra Ganga Chidevi Tata Chittami Che Kuhakas Takshiko Va. This Takshiko mentioned Kuhakas. As a trick, some trick, Maharaj Parikshit, he told all the assembled persons there, Just accept me. But then, you great Vipras, accept me as a fully surrendered soul. I don't mind whatever this Brahman has, this boy has spelled, some trickery, kuhaka. But one thing is, dashat param gayata vishnu gata. Dashat means biting me. It might bite me, this snake, I don't mind. Dashat param, that's okay. But vishnu gata, you just keep chanting these songs of Vishnu, especially there was Sukadeva. Sukadeva and Puri. Just keep chanting the glories of Vishnu. Vishnu follows Prasad Panam, Prahlad Maharaj, giving the same instruction you hear throughout Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhaktiva Prayojita Janatyatu Baikajam. It produces by Raja just by doing this. Vasudevi Kataruchi Prasada Danasha. One has full enthusiasm. This word is very nice. Shadadanasha. But it has to be there, given by the spiritual master also. When it first takes up shelter, just like Sukadeva is taking shelter. So many sages were there, but he took full shelter of Sukadeva Swami. And Sukadeva Swami was constantly enlightening him. He didn't have to eat or sleep. He was hearing the nectar. Bhava Shoda Shokamano Virama. This is the Bhava Shoda, the medicine for getting rid of this birth and death. Bhava. Bhava means to become. To take bhutra bhutra palyate, to take birth again and again. And many verses they say in beautiful ways, different ways, saying similar things. That Vairaja Sharam Pitabodha Matram. Bhava Padam Geharati Chanati. Geharati means Rati for Geha. Geha means household life. So it's a very stark thing given in Bhagavatam always in different ways. Vairagya Sharam can only be attained, and when it's attained from the acharyas, it cuts. Chanaki means it cuts. Again and again, the same terminology is used in different beautiful ways by Sukadeva. It says, such a vast storehouse of nectar Sukadeva is giving. And in this way, Prigat Maharaj again and again. And he was so pleased. So in the first verse of the second canto, after hearing Maharaj Parikit, that Nriya Manasya, Nishraya Satya Nriya, those who are about to die, Evam Etam Nagaditam, Krishtaranya Dhavanama, another place in the second canto, he said, I have given you. You asked me about it, I'm giving you again. Prabhupada gave a nice lecture on that verse. Prabhupada said, who is not on the threshold of death? So I answered, Prishtavanyam Mrinam Yanyamana Anam Cheshumanishinam. Those who are Manishinam, amongst the human beings, those who are intelligent, they will listen to this conversation of Sukadeva. So Sukadeva was so pleased. Bhagyaninsha, this is very nice. Very nice to take prashna. Your question is so auspicious. Atmavitsamata kumsam. All the Atma, those who know the Atma, Atmavitsamata kumsam, they have approved of it. Atmavitsamata kumsam. Shotrabhyadhyapada. Then he started to say, Shotrabhyadhyini rajendrani nantanti sahasya. Those who don't take this conversation. They have so many other nonsense things to hear and speak all the time. Shukra Vyadi Rajendra. Rajendra means the best of kings. Rajendra. Sukadeva. Shukra Vyadi Rajendra means Sahasrata means thousands of things. Nansanti Sahasrata. Apashitama Atatva. Grihesi Grihamedina. Again, back to Grihesi Grihamedina. Simply interested in building up their household life. Everyone is struggling in this material world. Let me get this fancy, this better, that, this. Because they're simply struggling, no matter what they get, it will be finished. Pramatasya, Tarihaya. Vidura was speaking the same beautiful instruction later on. Oh no, previously. He was speaking the same thing with Dhritarashtra. Those who are Pramatasya, we have the same. Prasakta, attached. Those who are too attached and in illusion, then this attachment state, atikrama, gradually they creep up, kala palama, but then time catches, just like a snake catches them all. Finish. So he gave so many instructions like that from this. So Virakti, this is he's Virakti Malasunyata, all these symptoms are given of Baba, but this is one of them. Malasunyata, that means he's very humble. Shantiravarta Kalatam doesn't waste any time. But Brihadaraj is not wasting time. In fact, Sukadeva is telling him, Antakale, Chamami, Antakale, Gatasattva. At this time of death, those who are intelligent, they ante Narayana Smriti, simply remember Narayana. Then he gives some example. Kapbhanga, the great king, he had only one mom, Gepe, then a Mahortam. He only had a Mahortam, which is, Mahortam is like 24 minutes or something. So he had only a little time, less than half hour, and he was told, you're going to die very soon. That's what they say, sir. But he went for the highest thing. He fixed his mind. He gave him these examples. So many examples he gave. He gave also the example, speaking of household, that great king in the fifth canto, that he wanted to remain detached, and Brahma, they all had to beg him to become a householder. So that's also given there. So even if one is detached, so-called detached, he's living in the jungle, but he's always surrounded by his six wives, the six enemies, the mind and the senses like that. So even if he's in the jungle, still he'll be taken down by his senses. So then he described in the beginning of the second canto, which is really the beginning of the speaking of the Bhagavatam. Etavan Santi Yoga Bhyam, there's so many systems by performing one's activities, household life, or if he's a renunciate. Etavan Santi Yoga, he practices Santi Yoga Bhyam, Parinishi, all these different systems. Still, the ending thing is Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end, he has to give up his body. So, when Krishna is speaking also about, he's giving many examples to Uddhava in the 11th canto about detachment. Just see this 28, 29 chapters that he's speaking about this detachment. And he gives the example of the Abhidhut, and he spoke about the 24, 25 gurus. And the ultimate guru he described as the body. And he used the same word, Viveka Virakti, consideration of. So this final guru is the body. They hold the rule. Mama. Virakti. Viveka. Dehe. He says, Dehe Guru, Mama Virakti, Viveka, Guru. This guru of the body. But the body has to accept so many miseries constantly. There's even many devotees are having so many problems, leaving body, different. What to speak of the entire material world is simply a cause of suffering. Janmamritu jarabhyad, vimukto amritam ashrutya. Krishna says, I will give you this knowledge and you will conquer birth and death, he tells Arjuna. And you will taste that nectar. He doesn't exactly describe it in detail, it's just very quickly. But Bhagavatam is describing it more in detail. So, therefore, Krishna is quoting this Avadhu Brahma about these gurus, and So the Deha Guru, Mama Bharati, teaches you detachment. So Prakrit Maharaj is the, right here, very topmost emblem of that detachment. He didn't mind. You see, the only person to describe here, in the fifth canon, we have description of Vishabdev, we have description of Jadabara. They didn't care for anything. People were spitting at them, doing all kinds of things. Didn't mind. That Jadabara was captured as some sort of a man animal, and he was tied up to be sacrificed. Still, he was practically didn't notice. But Krishna saved, and the deity burst open, the Durga deity, and these very nice ladies came out and cut the heads of those demons. They were drinking the blood. There's a back cover. Prabhupada actually liked that picture a lot in the back cover. And of course, he's feeling this great bother that Jadabharata is being protected. And Jadabharata, he wasn't just an ordinary dumb guy, but he was the greatest personality. Ruhuganai Tata Pasami Ati Nachayani, he gave so many instructions to Ruhuganai. Ruhuganai, the great king, first the king was insulting him, he didn't mind. He was not carrying the crown for him properly. So after some time, he heard these instructions and he got off his crown for him and surrendered to Jadabharata. Jadabharata was speaking and he was lamenting and saying that I fear this. I don't fear the trident of Lord Shiva or any of these things. I just want to offer respects to all those who travel around giving these instructions for cutting. Yadanu Dhyasina Yukta Kama Granti Nibandhanam Chindanti Kovidas Tasya Kovinakura. Who will not take these instructions that cut off all bondage to birth and death? Samsara Hetu Paramashchiyatra. Samsara Hetu is the cause. Again, the word is used. Hetu Paramashchiyatra. Cutting our attachment to this material. So again and again. Vairagya Kena. The Bhagavatam is described in the 12th canto that from beginning, middle, and then Adi Madhya Prasanna, beginning, nothing but teaching detachment. I was teaching it in a very dramatic way. Great kings like Bharat Maharaj, they give up their wife, home, family. Malabar, just like passing school. Uttama Shoka Lavas. Just being attracted by hearing Sukadeva Goswami also, he said, like, Paranishti Topi Narasimha. He was fully Brahman realized. They all knew that, Narada Muni Vyasa. Now they want their also sitting down listening to Sukadeva. He's saying, Paranishti Topi Narasimha Uttamashwara. He was fully beyond the mold of the material nature. So he's in a position to speak. So our only business is to hear what he has to say. To Maharaj Pariksit. So throughout this Bhagavatam, we recorded Bhava Shrava Shrotra Manogana. It's pleasing to the mind, pleasing to the ear. Shrotra Manogana. Nirvitta Tashaya Upagiyamana. Nirvitta Tashaya means those who have given up tasha, thirst in this material world. Because they're satisfied. This virakti, dana-dharma dharma, rather than being blinded by blinded by wealth. Dana-dharma dharma. He was a bona fide candidate. Maharaj Pariksit is a bona fide candidate, obviously. Shivasya Lokaya. Shivaya Loka Shivavaya Bhutaya Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana. Previously it was spoken that he was the greatest king. He gave up his crown and his wonderful garments, belt of jewels, just tossed it to the side, didn't care for anything. Jivanti Nata, he wanted to simply do good for all others. So he was doing it as Chakya, but by hearing this and accepting this curse, he did good for all. Everyone who studies this conversation in Kali Yuga for their deliverance. It's not some personal deliverance, but it's specific. Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana, those who are enraptured for hearing about Krishna's pastime. So, not just Krishna, but the devotees of Krishna. Sarva Vidyam Mahyam. Krishna says, I am in the heart of the sadhus. And he's also taking the dust of the sadhus and letting Kama Krishna describe it. Madh Puja Bhakta. My Bhakta is more worshipable than myself. So these two Bhaktas are speaking. Just see, without them, Dharma Stapana Hayati. Sadhu Vyavaha. By these activities of the sadhus, speaking and hearing, Satambo Sangha Manadevi Sangido. When the sadhus get together, Satam, Manadevi, becomes very powerful. Very virya. They have the word virya. So it comes from this virya. It becomes more powerful. And great sadhu like Prabhupada, he goes everywhere. Sudukitasya. Adharma Shilasya Sudukitasya. Those who are adharma, he can go to those who have no idea of dharma. Imagine, Prabhupada, he's just one man, small, vanilla. He's coming into the mine in New York City, and he's just impelled by strong faith, enthusiasm, ecstasy, Sachi Sutta Priyati, by taking shelter of his guru. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta Priyati. He knows that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is Priyati, most dear to Sachi Sutta. He simply wants to do the service, that service. So, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking in, again in the sixth canto, Tat Purusha Nishevaya. He's telling Maharaj Parikit, he's giving so many, he's kind of testing him in a way, he's giving him the different, because Parikit Maharaj was such a great person, but then they have Mahabhaga with Ivanarasana. He was addressing Sukadeva that you're Mahabhaga, the most fortunate person in the universe. Please tell me how, he had just heard fifth channel, all the different hells, people punished. How can they be delivered? Or the name Mahabhagya, diving out of Kandara. Narakam, they're all going, many of them going to hell. Divana Bhakti, anyone. Yamaraj instructs in that chapter, next chapter, that those who don't speak one time, Anayatvam, Vishnu Krishna, those who don't do the business of Vishnu, bring them to me. But the sadhus, the devotees, don't bring them. Those who don't speak one time, Jivana Bhakti, or Ekagati, they don't bow their head one time, then you can bring them to me. Then they're sinful to different degrees. When Ajamil just uttered the one word, Yadana Rayanaya, Jagadara, Jagada, Chaturakshan, these four syllables, Narayana, he was delivered. Janma Koti Nama Sangha people. What to speak of one life of sin? Janma Koti. Millions of lives of sin were destroyed by the turkey. So, Sakrin Maha Krishna Padala Vindara by this one chanting of the Holy Name. Again and again. But he also says, Yata Krishna Prana Tat Purushini Seva. Tat Purushini Seva, one has to do Seva. To the Purusha, but not Mahapurushito, the great person, the great guru, Hangse Guru, Anugritya. Again and again, it's spoken by Sukadeva. But he's already, Parikrama Maharaj has already surrendered, he's already surrendered from the very beginning. But still, the slokas are given for us, given for us. So many things are given in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. That's why Bhagavatam is so dear to the Vaishnava. Priyam. Bhakta Sahitam Vairagya. Bhakta Sahitam. It was a gift by Vairagya. By the essence of our Vairagya Shara. Sham Sam Samudhitam. Sukadev took this essence and he gave it to Parikit. Sukadev Goswami said, I'm giving also the same sara, same cream. So if one doesn't take it, he's called ashara. Means he's useless. He's not taking this sara, the cream. Okay, so questions amongst all these great audience. Priyavrata, that's what I was thinking. Priyavrata was told by Brahmaji that, what are you talking about? Even if you are going in, he was inducing him to take up household. He said, even if you go in the jungle and you are renunciate, but if you are thinking of sense gratification, then.
So, in thinking about Marsh Cricket, you know, in one sense, he's so intelligent and, you know, he's a king. And garlanding the yogi, I mean, he must have known at some level that the yogi was meditating, but he got angry and he garlanded with a snake.
I'm not sure if he knew. I mean, later on he was reflecting, saying, well, maybe that guy was in trance. I think we've read some verses of that.
So, you know, sometimes things happen and people react, and then, like you just said, they reflect on it and think, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or, you know, there's so many situations. So what to think about that? He made a mistake, he didn't make a mistake. It was Krishna's plan that he did that, so that all these other events, of course, we can't always think of our actions in the same way. And also thinking about, like, Raghunatha eating the spoiled food. If a devotee did that, you know, here we would just think that he's crazy. You know what I mean? It's like,
it reminds me of this one guy. He used to cook in Mayapur when I first saw him. And he would, after everyone's finished eating, and he would come out with all the skins, even the any vegetable skin and watermelon rind, fruit skin, he would eat that. And of course, we used to laugh at him, you know. And he used to unscrew the drain when I was in the European countries. He used to unscrew the drain and eat the food out of the drain. But he's also not practicing anymore.
But it seems like we should be so careful, because if it's someone like Judd Bharat, you know, they just made fun of him. You know.
So therefore, we don't imitate, but we follow in the footsteps.
But, you know, but to see that spiritual spark in every person,
can you
that really...
I can't, I'm going to get out what you're saying. You're masked.
Okay. You know, see the spiritual spark in every person and try not to be judgmental, because you never know really who somebody...
You're saying don't be judgmental because someone might be as advanced as Raghunath?
Or maybe not as advanced as Raghunath, but someone may be, just like you said, they could be very advanced. It's just, you know, have
to somehow
be very thoughtful, it seems.
You know, Prabhupada gave chances. Just like there was several times when devotees, one guy, we heard this so many times, but I happened to have preached that guy, Odolam, and he heard from a doctor that he only had a year or two to live, but his heart was very weak. So Prabhupada said, okay, and you can hear the lecture, Prabhupada's giving him Babaji, the only one here who got Babaji, right? And I think in Chicago, 74. And so he says, okay, you can go to Mayapur, but you stay there, because, and Prabhupada in the lecture said, he thinks he will die, but I don't want everyone coming to me, oh, Prabhupada, give me Babaji. I don't want anyone coming to me. But because he thinks he will die, he can go to Mayapur. And Prabhupada instructed him, you eat only this much, you know, maybe once or twice a day, whatever fits in your hand. The next thing I knew, I was standing in my art studio in 75, it was winter, cold, and I saw someone in a little bit of thing, a lung, a little thing outside across the street, and it was cold out, very cold, 40 degrees. And I said, who's that? What's that guy doing? What's he wearing? Oh, that's O'Donnell. He came back to my apartment. I said, he came back. I remember immediately, I thought, Prabhu said that guy should stay there. Leave his body. It came into my head. So if we have that standard of Prabhu, immediately I thought, this guy must be a nonsense. I mean, no, it's not me. It's Prabhu said it, you know. Sure enough, he went off and was never seen again because some other doctors said, no, you're not dying. That's a famous story. But that's one example of something. But of course, yeah, we've had our avadhuts. I mean, Kusha Prada was such an avadhut, right? In his case, he was causing some disturbance, I think, in Boston. Spoke to Prabhu and said, well, this Bhakta Peter, he's blocking up. When people come into the temple, he's sprawled out, he has his books and his feet are out. And Prabhu just wasn't having it. He said, you cannot tolerate that? He somehow, you know, he Prabhu knew who was who. So, and then people were surprised because after 20 years that all these translations were, not 20, but say 12, 13 years, people started noticing, and Giriraj mentions how he saw these books coming out for Kusha Prada, but he never even knew that his name got initiated, what his name was. And then when he saw him, he thought, my God, that's Dr. Peter. We thought he was just some crazy nut.
That's a perfect example.
Tons of books. But he used to eat a lot. He didn't. He ate plenty, chapatis and everything. So, anyway, that's another thing. Okay, anything else? Guys, you know, Prabhupada, keep that.